Yashoda Mahal.
Somebody has come from Delhi. That car could not.
Someone has come from Delhi. The cars came.
No, it could not come in time.
They couldn't come in time.
Yeah, the cars only came here by 4 o'clock.
Then?
Well, it seems like it was Krishna's desire that we didn't go. I was pretty shocked when I saw that the cars only arrived by 4 o'clock in the morning. There was no way that we would have been able to go on time.
What
is to be done now? Well, we're going to stay here for 10 days or so. You'll get better. When you get stronger, then we can attempt this trip. We have to hope that you'll get stronger now. Did you take all the medicine, Bhakti Chu, from the company?
Yes. He made all the medicine till 11 o'clock.
Oh, yes. Well, that was the best program, to wait some time. We were feeling a little bit happy to get this good Kaviraj, so naturally we were thinking to stay where he could give you more close attention. But he also felt that to wait for some time was best. Did you pass a comfortable night?
I knew that. Mawananda was reading.
I can read where Kainana Maharaj is here with the report about the program last night.
Where you okay?
Just your help.
Don't get too close.
They enjoyed, we showed them the new Vrindavan film, Hindi. They enjoyed it very much. Also, they asked us to speak. They said, but don't speak anything about the Gita.
Really?
Yeah, they said, you can speak what you like about ISKCON, but we know all about Gita. Don't speak anything about Gita. Tell us about the progress of ISKCON. So I read out all how many books had been printed and distributed since the Divine Grace started ISKCON. How many farms it established, how many centers, how many devotees were all over the world, and like that. Yeah, very dry, but nonetheless, the film is so nice that they were very much impressed by it. They took prasadam. They enjoyed it very much.
Don't speak of Gita.
Yes, Gita Pratishtam, but don't speak of Gita. foolishness.
No. Then there is Mahamari Vasya Sunil Hai Kalpana. So Vrindavan is full of Mahamari. Do accept it. And I am afraid all men may not be influenced. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu clear saying, Mahabhadi Bhasya Sundari Hare Krishna. What is to be done? We are coming to our Vrindavan temple, Bombay temple. What is that purpose?
Sign on all of our temples, no Mayavadi meetings allowed.
It is clear that Mayavadi Bhastra.
Yeah.
Sixth chapter.
Jivera Nishtara Lagi Sutra Kaila Vyas Mayavari Basya Sunilo Sunile Hoi Sarvanash. That's sixth chapter, Madhulila, verse 169. Srila Vyasadeva presented the Vedanta philosophy for the deliverance of conditioned souls. But if one hears the commentary of Shankaracharya, everything is spoiled. Shall I read the purport, Srila Prabhupada?
Yeah.
Purport. Factually, the devotional service of the Lord is described in Vedanta Sutra, but the Mayavadi philosophers, the Shankarites, prepared a commentary known as Sariraka Bhasya, in which the transcendental form of the Lord is denied. The Mayavadi philosophers think that the living entity is identical with the Supreme Soul, Brahman. Their commentaries on Vedanta Sutra are completely opposed to the principle of devotional service. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore warns us to avoid these commentaries. If one indulges in hearing the Shankarite Sariraka Bhasya, he will certainly be bereft of all real knowledge. The ambitious Mayavadi philosophers desire to merge into the existence of the Lord, and this may be accepted as Sayujya Mukti. However, this form of mukti means denying one's individual existence. In other words, it is a kind of spiritual suicide. This is absolutely opposed to the philosophy of Bhakti Yoga. Bhakti Yoga offers immortality to the individual conditioned soul. If one follows the Mayavadi philosophy, he misses his opportunity to become immortal after giving up the material body. The immortality of the individual person is the highest perfection or stage a living entity can attain.
Who were present also in the meeting?
All Ramakrishna Bajaj was there. Sriman Narayan.
You were there?
I was there.
So why did Goswami said?
Well, last night they didn't speak anything. They just heard our film and lecture, that's all. They didn't speak anything last night. Actually, they're very impressed.
Who are impressed?
All the people, they all up at
them. Nobody's asking about the Vrindavan Goswami, Purushottam Goswami, Vishwambar Goswami.
No, they were not there.
No, but they were there in the afternoon. You didn't see them. They were there.
Oh, I see. We didn't stay all through in the afternoon.
Prabhupada's point is that all of the Goswamis have been dabbled.
What do they think about?
No, they're attending Ban Maharaj, so that means the whole of Vrindavan has become Mayavadi. Because they're all attending this meeting. Our men should not attend this meeting anymore, Srila Prabhupada.
But just see the how they're functioning. They are there. We should guard. So all the men were accommodated in the room.
They could all fit in the meeting room.
Who was presiding?
The Aurobindo.
That guy's a puck of mine.
He's
that Aurobindo man?
Aurobindo.
Yeah. He had a big argument with Brahmananda.
Really?
Not a big argument. But he was challenging Brahmananda that Krishna means the divine consciousness. Krishna is not a person; he is the divine. It is divine consciousness.
Wow.
I have a plan, Prabhupada. Myself and Bhakti Prem Swami can go there and sit. And if we hear any discrepancies, we can, if we are given a chance afterwards, which we can arrange to speak something, then we can rectify in a gentlemanly way, of course. We can rectify. If we sit there at least, we know that they'll be careful what they say. And he can catch any finer points that I would miss, because it's all in Hindi.
Yeah, speaking in Hindi.
Everything's in Hindi.
Oh.
The whole thing. No English whatsoever.
Then there's no chance of our men becoming...
Our men can't understand anything.
That's a good advantage.
But for the purpose of maintaining our proper position, we can sit there and hear what they're saying. And when opportunity is there, we can rectify.
In fact, the Prem may agree with them.
No.
Hmm? He used to be a minor.
Yeah, but he understands fully this philosophy and accepts it.
So this is the position. The whole Vrindavan is full of violence. We have been very, very cautious and scared. I was there, the woman had to protest against the other way. Then don't speak of Gita, eh?
Yeah, that's what they told me.
No, but they shouldn't speak of Gita, they should speak of whatever other thing they want.
Why call it Gita Pradesh?
That's Prabhupada's province. He's establishing that. Actual establishment of Bhagavad Gita is being done by your divine grace. They should admit that we have our philosophy, but as far as Bhagavad Gita goes, Srila Prabhupada is establishing it all over the world. We have something else, our own idea. They can say that.
Now, find out the way how to stop this class of men speaking in our halls.
That's not difficult. That is not difficult. We simply we conduct our own meetings, that's all. Bhaktivedanta Institute.
Come on, isn't it?
Well, one thing is that in Bombay, I mean, we really don't have a very attractive hall here, but in Bombay, we have the most attractive air-conditioned hall of any place that has a religious temple. All of these people will want to speak in our hall. Not only these people will want to speak in our hall, but all of the nonsense theater people will want to perform there.
So we must start.
Well, even if we charge, they're going to speak nonsense. If we don't mind speaking nonsense, then it's all right. Otherwise, just like Subbalakshmi, she may want to give some concert in our hall as a benefit. She's going to simply sing nonsense.
Yes, really.
So, in this pay, you shall allow?
I don't think so, Srila Prabhupada. Just like yesterday, I was noticing in their afternoon meeting, they had microphone, and you could hear the speakers outside. I was thinking that this Mayavadi, someone is speaking Mayavadi philosophy, it's polluting the boys. Even you don't understand Hindi, the sound vibration itself is polluting. You once told me, Srila Prabhupada, that to even hear Sanskrit Srimad Bhagavatam from the mouth of a Mayavadi, it will poison you. Even you don't understand, just the sound vibration coming from that source is polluting. Well, what is the necessity for us to rent out our facility to them?
Yeah, well, the point is that we have not built these temples for a profit-making basis. We have built these temples to demonstrate to the world an ideal, perfect Krishna consciousness. So if we are going to allow these people to come here, that means we're compromising. Then we should have gone into business.
That's right, to take advertisement in the magazine, eh?
Yeah, it's the same thing. Mm-hmm. We're trying to make something ideal. We don't care if anybody does join or doesn't join, but our business is to show the perfect ideal.
God bless you.
I agree.
Just like that our Back to Godhead magazine, for a while, it was becoming very compromised. Actually, it was becoming a little compromised. And just because we wanted, the editors were thinking that they should make it more popular, more acceptable. But our conclusion of all the GBC men was, popular or not, we are trying to present the ideal for the topmost men. There must be some ideal institution in the world. So we should keep it pure. And those who want the pure product, they will come and take. And others, at least they will know this is pure.
Everybody else is already a hodgepodge. So if they're allowing it, they'll allow anyone to speak because they don't have any scruples. But if we are very strict, if we don't allow anyone who's not strictly following,
hey, Brahmananda.
Brahmananda?
Hmm? Brahmananda.
Brahmananda is resting.
So, I'm on the deathbed. I may go out at any moment. Yeah. And now it is up to you to give protection to the sanctity of our institute. Who else is there among the Jews?
Srim Damodar, Jagadish.
Srim Damodar?
He's not here right now.
Oh.
But they're here in Vrindavan.
He has gone to Delhi?
He came back last night.
Oh. So think of it. What am I going to do now? I can simply give you warning. It is very dangerous.
We have so many experiences that someone associates with these people and he loses his status.
They can warn us that don't speak of Gita. And why shall I allow them to speak?
That is such an insult, especially it's our facility. As soon as you rent out to people, then you are compromised.
Right.
That they can tell you not to speak of Gita at their Gita conference in your hall. And you have to listen because they're giving you money.
There's a thing.
It's outrageous.
How long is it?
Yeah, I mean, I'm more concerned about Bombay because there in Bombay, I feel that I don't think that there's a proper understanding on the part of some of the leaders there about the danger of this. I think that the leaders there are not very clear on this point. So I'm a little worried about Bombay for that reason. I think that they're, you know, they're going to compromise. There's a danger for compromisation.
To be popular.
Yeah, to be popular and to be profitable. They're approaching it on a very business-like basis. And also, the other point is that they're afraid that in Bombay, they've made this hall such a beautiful hall, so they don't want it to lie vacant or empty. And they just can't think of what can be done inside that hall every single day of the year. As a fact, that hall should be used every day of the year.
By us.
By us.
Yeah.
But since they feel that there's not going to be any constant use from our side, they're thinking that it doesn't make sense to have built and spent so much money on such a good hall and not utilize it daily. Which, from a business point of view, is a fact. But that means that you're going to have to invite all kinds of it's not even Krishna Karna. I wanted to say semi-Krishna Karnas, but they're going to have to invite different theater people, entertaining people.
So the Krishna conscious solution is to utilize the hall every night for our own purposes. Krishna consciousness is unlimited. There's so many dramas, so many lectures, so many symposiums.
And suppose you constructed house and rent out. Then they can do as they like.
Right.
Similarly, if that hall is made by a constructor for making some money, then the money will not come. If you don't let out to the cinema, that's it is just like two less house. All is gone. When one pays
rent,
marriage ceremony, for making some money, you are mad.
Is that why we made that hall? Making money?
Otherwise, what do you do?
Well, originally, you had intended that that hall would be used for Shubdhamadar scientists and for our theater group and things like that.
That's all right. But are you going to have every day?
No, I know that they won't. They cannot do that. I mean, practically, they won't.
Possible, but...
Well, it would have to take a tremendous endeavor on the part of our movement, and our movement is not...
We're not
geared to do that. You know, just when I hear the Guru.
It is like tenant house.
Yeah.
So, whoever pays to your satisfaction, you give him for one day.
Mm-hmm. Is that all right with you, Srila Prabhupada?
I don't think it is wrong.
Okay, well then that makes it very easy.
Mm-hmm. Because it will be a source of income.
Oh, it'll be a big source of income.
Mm.
They'll pay a lot of money to use that hall. Not only that, once you let them use the hall, they'll book all the rooms in the hotel at the same time.
If they're going to do
business,
some business, earn some money, you'll have to allow.
But how that will affect the atmosphere and Krishna consciousness of the temple? It's not that the theater.
Well, yeah, of course, yeah. Suppose there is temple, and there is the park and other houses.
Mm-hmm.
And there are really polluting the atmosphere. You cannot stop it. Is it not?
All over our movement we have temples and then next door there's some nonsense place.
Yes. You cannot check the atmosphere alone. That is not possible. So, when you describe the number of books, what did they say?
They said it was very nice. They said they were very impressed with that. And that you are doing the greatest work. They say all these things. They must.
Yeah, they haven't even published one book.
They must say these things.
Of course, Srila Prabhupada, another view is that we've constructed such attractive facilities here. The purpose is to attract people to Krishna consciousness. So, if we let out this auditorium in Bombay and here in Vrindavan, so those people will come, they may be Mayavadi. Actually, everyone is Mayavadi today. So it's a good opportunity for preaching if we're strong.
Yeah.
Preaching means to convert Mahabadi to Vaishnava. Otherwise, why do you need a preaching?
Preaching also means risk.
Yes. No risk. We take money from them, so we get some money. That is our game. call anything, do very carefully.
So, you said we should have a sign, no Mayavadi meetings allowed.
No, this is allowed free.
Oh, well, this wasn't free. They're paying for being here.
Hmm.
They're paying to be here.
Oh.
As far as I know,
they're paying. Yeah, they're paying.
Yeah, they're paying to hold their brother.
No. Gratis lecture. And you pay for it, you talk all night. You don't care for it. These are the considerations. Yes, time may be right.
Okay.
Talking the whole time.
Scratches.
Or is that